It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries. And now, here's Mark Scherzer.
As if to reaffirm our bond with the farm while escaping it for our Christmas holiday in Quebec, when we decided to see a movie on Christmas Day, we chose one entitled simply Berger, French for shepherd. It's based on a semi-autobiographical novel about a 30-year-old Montreal office drone, Matthias, realizing his dream of a pastoral life by abandoning his public relations career to become a shepherd in the high mountains of the south of France. I found it hard to surrender as completely to the story as I usually do at the movies. My problem wasn't the language barrier. My deficiencies in French hardly mattered, as the story was told through stunningly filmed locations, and the acting was so expressive. Rather, what pulled me away from the story was the constant temptation to compare and contrast. Right off the bat, I was reminded that this was not the first film I had seen set in a high mountain sheep-herding milieu. Brokeback Mountain preceded it by several years. Might shepherd romances, I wonder, develop into a new movie subgenre, like Christmas rom-coms? One can already imagine the elements that might have to be in a classic shep-rom. At some point, a handsome young shepherd is going to carry a newborn lamb over his shoulder as the sheep migrate to their summer pasture. At some point, through a mishap like marauding wolves or by mixing with another herd, sheep will be lost, and the question raised whether the shepherd is to blame. And at some point, there will be the complexity of human romance. In Brokeback Mountain, the protagonists were two hands hired for the summer sheep migration to high pastures, who fell into a torrid gay affair. Their boss became aware of their activity, which he considered a violation of their terms of employment, as well as morally abhorrent. He banished them from future work. In Berger, in contrast, the patron specifically seeks a couple to conduct the summer migration. The French government subsidizes hiring this way, on the theory that shepherds who are sexually satisfied are better adjusted. Although when hired as a team, the girl is as yet a platonic friend of Matthias, who jokes about being hired to provide sex, they ultimately become a committed romantic couple. Ah, the enlightened French. Observations about shep-rom plot elements aside, I found myself, perhaps not surprisingly, constantly comparing the film's depiction with the reality I see in my life. On a quotidian level, the film accurately depicted sheep behavior and the work of the shepherd. It seemed right on target when one of Matthias's teachers said that the key shepherding skill is an eye, observation. It's essential to constantly observe the flock for small variations in behavior or activity. The sheep who limps, for example, or who isolates uncharacteristically from the group. As in any endeavor, identifying problems early and addressing them promptly is the path to success. I also fully identified with Matthias's challenges as an urban neophyte on the farm. I cracked up seeing the first day of his apprenticeship when his boss brought him to an enclosure milling with dozens of sheep and told him to catch number 48. Matthias Lee haplessly waded into the group, waving his arms without the remotest idea of how to anticipate their moves, let alone hold or control them. I recalled my reluctance to even touch the sheep when, at the age of 49, I began this farming journey. Confronted by the need to corral a sheep, my arms waved the same hapless way. The movie suggested that young Matthias picked up shepherding skills at warp speed. Was he really practiced at clipping hooves on the fly after just a few weeks on the job? Lord knows it took me many years to develop such skills, and there are several at which I'm still not proficient. Like Matthias, I idealized the pastoral life before engaging in it. But I was too far enamored of and enmeshed in my city life and career to jettison it until a pandemic, the realization of how I could continue my city career in the place that had become home, intervened. At the same time, his professed reason for adopting the pastoral life was in large part to write about it. Since I too ultimately took to writing about my pastoral life, it raised the question, Do I write to assist in my shepherding, or do I shepherd in order to write? During our trip, the farm never really left us. Our friend Arthur, who farm sat solo most of the time as his husband was called away, kept us up to date. The lambalanche that had begun with three births just before our departure thankfully went into suspension, with just one uncomplicated birth for Arthur to preside over. On our return, however, births resumed. On the last morning of the year, an extremely weak yewling arrived. She could not muster the strength to stand and nurse. I bottle-fed her colostrum supplement. She took 2 ounces on the first feeding, 3 ounces a few hours later, and she seemed to gain strength, but still could not stand for more than a few minutes. From then, her intake and energy went down. In my last efforts, a few minutes after we toasted in the new year, I had to try to force the nipple in, and she would not suckle. The following morning, my wonderful vet Jillian directed me to her video instructions on tube feeding and provided the equipment. Eric and I succeeded at several tube feedings, but they were too late, and the poor creature faded away. What does one do with that deep discouragement? As Matthias did after his flock was ravaged by wolves, you recognize that the rest of the flock still needs your care, and you do what you can to soldier on. The bond of caring between shepherd and dependent flock is where Matthias and I surely share common ground.
Agriculture is underwritten by Turkana Farms, LLC, a small-scale producer of heritage-bred livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres in Germantown, New York. More information, 518-537-3815.